I learned that Edgar Allan Poe invented the detective novel and it invented what's called reasoning backwards, which was translated,
Deductive reasoning.
which was translated to effects precede causes. And that's what influenced the symbolist.
Although that's really that precedes Poe, because it really originates maybe more with Laplace. And there's probably people who.
I imagine. Now, who are you saying pre-Poe? What's his name?
Laplace, Laplace, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's people before Poe, but this is how the through line usually goes, that Poe invented detective novel, reasoning backwards, effects precede causes, affected the symbolist. The symbolist said it doesn't really matter that much in what the word I say, it's how I say it. So that spawned Joyce and McLuhan, and then spawned advertising, and that's effects precede causes. So I would say, to answer your question, it's twofold. It's one, we have to realize we're using words to express something. Thought is not necessarily only expressed by words. It's expressed by various things, gesture.
Expressed at all.
Say it again.
Or expressed at all.
Or expressed at all. And then we've found these ways that we can say with words that we're expressing thought. And so sometimes the effects are actually even before the cause. So it sounds confusing, and I think it is, but